美国之音英语教学，请听美国习惯用语。
新鲜的鱼营养很丰富，味道又鲜美。可惜的是，鱼很容易变质，时间放长了，它就会发臭。今天我们要讲的第一个俗语就是和鱼有关系的。
To smell fishy. Smell is spelled S-M-E-L-L, and fishy is F-I-S-H-Y. Smell fishy.
Fish 就是鱼。Fish 后面加一个 Y 就成了 fishy, 也就是 fish 的形容词。To smell fish 的意思是在某一件事情上你感到不太对头，似乎有人在进行欺骗。这时候你就可以说
It smells fishy. It smells fishy.
我们现在来举个例子。
Somebody offered to sell me some beach property in Florida at a good cheap price, but the deal smelled fishy, so I went down to take a look. Sure enough,Every time the tide came in, the land was under 3 feet of water.
这个人说，有一个人要把佛罗里达州海滨的土地卖给我，价钱很便宜。但是我总觉得这个交易有点不太对头，所以就到那里去看了一看。果然，每当潮水来的时候，这块地就被3英尺深的水淹没了。下面这个例子是一个人在报上看到出售旧汽车的广告，价钱实在便宜，便宜的都让人觉得不太对头了。你猜是怎么回事呢？
It appeared to be a real bargain, but I smelled something fishy because the man was in such a hurry to sell it. I was right. Later on, I found out the car was stolen.
这个人说，价钱可真是便宜。可是这个人那么急急忙忙的要卖掉，让我感到不太对头。我还真是没错，后来我才发现那辆车是偷来的。你可知道，在陆地上虽然钓不到鱼，但是人们往往想钓别的东西，例如
To fish for compliments. Compliment is spelledC-O-M-P-L-I-M-E-N-T. To fish for compliments.
Compliments 就是赞扬或者是恭维。To fish for compliments 就是用一种巧妙的方法来让别人恭维你、赞扬你。下面就是一个例子。
Do you notice how Dora always fishes for compliments? She keeps asking the men in the office what they think of her new hairdo, or whether they think her new dress is the right color for her.
这个人说，你有没有注意到多拉是怎么样让别人恭维她的？她在办公室里老是问一些男的同事，他们喜不喜欢她的发饰，或者是她的新衣服的颜色对她是不是合适。下面是一个作家在和一个人说话，他很可能要那个人说几句赞扬他的话，尽管他不承认。先听听他是怎么说的吧，然后你再来判断。
I hope you don't think I'm fishing for a compliment, but have you had a chance to read my new book? The reviews are good, but I'd like to hear what you think about it.
他说，我希望你不要以为我是要你恭维我，不过你有没有看过我的新书？书评倒写的都很好，但是我很想听听你的意见。
以上您收听的是美国之音英语教学节目《美国习惯用语》。